The Metro Council approved a substantial settlement Tuesday night over an allegation of police misconduct. As WPLN's Maribyn Knight reports, it's one of the biggest payouts in nearly a decade, largely because the woman arrested fought every step of the way.
Early one August morning in 2011, Andrea Miller was driving home from working a night shift at a Wilson sporting goods warehouse. As she turned down her street in North Nashville, she noticed a police car driving the other direction.
Next thing I see, he puts on his lights and he makes a U-turn.
Miller, just a few hundred feet from her home, pulled into her driveway. That's when the Metro officer named Woodson Maddox got out of his patrol car, approached her vehicle, and ordered Miller out.
So I get out the car, he tells me turn around, and he puts me in cuffs. So I asked, why are you arresting me? He says, I'm arresting you for running at stop signs.
The officer also claimed Miller was speeding, and Maddox said he smelled marijuana in the car. None was found. Miller was charged with resisting arrest and reckless driving. And as her case made its slow crawl through the courts, she did something that defendants in these cases rarely do. She stood by her innocence claim, refusing to take a plea deal. As Miller's lawyer, Kyle Mothershead, dug into the case, he found evidence that Officer Maddox had made false statements. Most notably, the stop sign Miller allegedly ran was out of view of the officer. Another was the claim that Miller was so unruly that three officers were needed to take her into custody.
But the records showed that one of the officers never came at all, and then the third officer came after she was already in custody.
The criminal case was eventually dismissed. That's when Miller decided to file a federal civil rights suit. And Metro Legal fought it tooth and nail. They even appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. It declined. 7 years later, with a trial date set for this month, Mothershead and Miller had a mediation conference with Metro Legal. It offered to settle for $130,000. Metro's law director said the decision is prudent because there's a good chance Miller could come out on top in court. All these years later, the settlement does give Miller a sense of closure, but she still struggles with what happened that night. She moved out of Davidson County, wanting to start fresh with a new home and a new police department. For WPLN News, I'm Maribyn Knight.